The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work. It's a Monday, everyone. We've got the January 6th committee hearing, the select committee hearing, starting on, Thursday? June 9th. And, you know, it is technically my birthday week as well. Birthday month, hell! Come next week, it's me, it's Dom, and it's the former president, Donald Trump. They share a birthday, Flag Day, the 14th.
The entire week's going to be a blur.
Well, the entire week will be surrounded by January 6th committee hearings. Now, it's going to start in prime time. They're going to lead in prime time this Thursday night. And please mark it on your calendar. Buy your popcorn, get your beer, whatever you do when you watch some summer blockbuster. It's time to get a little, you know, live Hulu and chill. It's time to get ready for the January 6th committee hearing. And if you don't have it in simulcast, try it on the radio. We're going to play it out here on Devil Radio. It'll be on the Devil Radio app. It'll be on the Shaw starting at 7 o'clock this Thursday. But that's not it. It's not a one-night-only event. Coming up, beginning on, I believe it's Monday, June 13th, about 9 o'clock in the morning, I think they're going to go again, Fancy Brian. And then they're going to skip the shared Trump-Dominic birthday on the 14th, and then the 15th and the 16th. Hell, there might be one more day that week. We'll see. And then I think like the 21st and back to primetime on the 23rd, we're going to have to confirm those dates. But there are six public hearings planned, and they're probably going to lead with Mark Meadows, the chief, with his chief of staff as witness for the prosecution, or in this case, the J6 committee. The reporting of the Washington Post, in case you were, unplugging from the politics this weekend, January 6th committee to make its case public with primetime hearings, baby. Almost a year after the formation of the House Select Committee investigating the J6 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, lawmakers are set to make their case public. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm more eager for this than, like, a kid for Christmas, and I mean that in all sincerity. On Thursday night, Chairman Benny Thompson and Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney will launch a series of televised hearings featuring a combination of live witnesses, pre-taped interviews with figures that include Trump family members. I do declare I've seen it could be Ivanka and Jared on night number one. Ivanka and Jared. So look forward to that. I hope it's not about the sexy stuff that, between the father and the daughter. I hope they're keeping it to the whole riotous behavior. With figures that include Trump family members and previously unseen video footage, the hearings mark the culmination. It'll be a culmination of an inquiry that has involved more than 1,000 interviews and reviews of more than 125,000 records. Taken together, the work represents the most comprehensive record yet of the deadly assault, and which panel members have come to believe stands out as the only and the most visible evidence of the broader plot to undermine American democracy, one that emanated from the White House. That means Trump. To tell that story, the committee will draw on testimony from administration insiders, including a previously obscure aide who has given the committee a detailed reconstruction of meetings and movements in the West Wing. Oh, no, somebody's watching and recording and reporting. Let me tell you a little bit more. The committee also has video recordings of interviews with Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner, that some inside the process believe will make for gripping television. Do you think the daughter and the son-in-law threw the old man overboard, to save their own asses? I think maybe they did.
If not, they could ask them some really squishy questions, too.
The end result of the committee's efforts remains an open question. Public opinions about the J6 and about former President Donald Trump have long since hardened in competing blocks, making it difficult to break through, even with primetime programming. The committee also has been bedeviled by the lack of cooperation from some Republicans. Let's call them the guilty. Just Crudy's characterization, including some of those closest to Trump, leaving potential gaps in the evidence and an apparent deficit, a deficit of high-profile figures willing to take the witness stand. Legally, meanwhile, the investigation may be limited direct consequence. Although the committee can refer cases for prosecution, it is the Justice Department that will ultimately decide whether to file any charges. Still, a criminal referral by Congress of a former U.S. president will be an extraordinary step, and it's coming. I mean, when it's in the Washington Post, this is what the committee is implying is coming to the reporters at the Post. They're not speculating here. And whether it is taken or not, it'll be taken. The hearings will represent a historic moment, one in which the committee unveils evidence of what has been described in court filings as a criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States. Here's a quote. Either way, these hearings are very important in getting that information out there, according to Norm Eisen, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institute. The first hearing is likely to provide the American public with an opening argument and an overview of the events of the days rioters assaulted the Capitol, as well as the weeks that preceded it. Lawmakers are also expected to focus on the ways in which Trump's false claims of fraud continue to proliferate and threaten the integrity of future U.S. elections, according to people involved with the investigation, who, like others interviewed for this story, spoke on the condition of anonymity. Gotta save the headlines for Thursday night, right, Fancy Brian?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's prime time watching, everybody. But remember, they presented facts in a very powerful way before, and it didn't work.
Well, the fine didn't work. The final hearing?
The impeachments. We saw that live. They saw them. They laid facts, and I'm just saying, I'm not too convinced that the American people would be moved.
The final hearing is to be led by Reps Adam Kinzinger and Elaine Loria, and focus primarily on Trump and what he did and what went on around him and what he said before January 6th. And on that day, a person familiar with the planning said the few remaining bombshells will come in the final hearing. You're going to have to listen to them all right here on Devil Radio, the Devil Radio app, and of course, the Shaw. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.